For the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him as we worship him in the beauty of holiness in this hour. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Keep looking up, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
The events of yesterday in Butler, Pennsylvania, remind us of a nation that is divided, a nation that is corrupt, a nation that needs God.
Amen.
I boldly say to you, we don't need reformation. We need regeneration.
Amen.
We need an old-fashioned, heaven-sent, God-blessed, Christ-honoring, Spirit-anointed, life-changing revival.
Amen.
A revival that will turn this nation to God and make us gun barrels straight.
Amen.
That ought to be our prayer today. I call on you that we pray together that God would send such a revival. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our only hope. Education will not do it. Psychology will not do it. Politics will not do it. Only one who can do it is Jesus.
Amen.
And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So he's here today.
Amen.
I'm reminded of the little boy whose mother gave him a quarter and said, now when you get to Sunday school, give this quarter to Jesus. When he got back home, he still had the quarter. Well, why didn't you give that quarter to Jesus? Well, I didn't see him anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, you can feel him today. You not see him, but in your heart, you know that Jesus is here.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, we are grateful today that Jesus is with us. We claim his promise that he would never leave us nor forsake us. We're glad today that we can gather in his name and we can worship him in the beauty of holiness. I pray that you would bless our visiting preacher today, Ben Burks. We pray that you would bring the Holy Spirit upon him in such a mighty way that all over this community, the spirit of revival would prevail. What better place than Fort Worth, Texas, in Worth Baptist Church that has been preaching the gospel of redemption for more than 70 years. What better place for such a revival to begin? May it be so is our prayer. In Jesus' name and with thanksgiving, amen.